Welcome to a special edition of the GGB Podcast featuring Frank Fantini, the publisher of the Fantini Report, the industry's financial bible. During the interview, we'll discuss the financial impact of the coronavirus on the gaming industry. The GGB Podcast is brought to you by iGamingPlayer.com, the affiliate marketing site the players trust when deciding where to gamble online. For information on how your online or social casino can get involved, visit iGamingPlayer.com. Frank Fantini has covered the financial and investment side of the gaming industry for the last 20 years, so he's the ideal person to ask about how the coronavirus pandemic has been and will continue to impact the gaming industry. Already, we've seen gaming stocks hit new lows, some all-time lows, and the prospects for a rebound are dim. He spoke with me on March 23rd via phone from his office in Florida. Frank Fantini, thanks for joining us on the podcast today, the special edition of the podcast. We're all facing this coronavirus pandemic, and while the health situation is paramount, I think the financial situation is even worse. I saw a meme very early in this process where it said more people will go bankrupt than will catch the disease. Do you believe that's true?
Because there is some question as to whether the cure is going to be worse than the disease. And I think right now we're all looking at Congress to see what kind of relief package and support they're going to come up with to help answer that question.
Sure, right. And you know, so far they're pretty deadlocked. Hopefully they'll get it through some one way or the other here. So I was talking to a guy last week who's a pretty plugged into Wall Street, and he was under the impression that this recession was long overdue, and the coronavirus was just the thing that pushed it over the edge. Do you think that's true?
Yeah, I'm not sure that's true. I think the economy was going along really well. One of the ironic and maybe kind of aggravating or irritating things, from the gaming industry's perspective and from Las Vegas's perspective, is everybody was set up for 2020 to be a banner year. You know, you had all of these conventions booked into Las Vegas. You had people getting really excited about the NFL draft, drawing maybe 750,000 people. You had the Raiders starting this September, and all of a sudden, that's all been pulled out from under everybody, and now we're talking recession. And it looks like we are going to have, or maybe already are in a recession, and probably a pretty steep one. Having said that, because the underlying economy has been strong, I think if we come out of this virus situation, this virus crisis, relatively briefly, I think the economy can bounce back pretty quickly.
Right. Okay. So you mentioned this bill before Congress, and you know the gaming industry has been lobbying to be included in this bill. But you know, I think the visuals here aren't very good when you see a casino business wanting a federal bailout. And you know, I've seen a few comments from congressmen and senators who say they shouldn't be involved. How do you think we can get over that? Somebody mentioned the other day, maybe we can rename the industry into an adult entertainment center or something like that, but I think we're stuck with casino. So how do you think we can kind of get over that?
Well, I think there's going to be some relief for hotels because everybody knows hotels have been hit very, very hard. And most casino companies, certainly in Las Vegas, have hotels attached. So I think that travel and lodging angle is the way for gaming to be included in some fashion. And by the way, when I said I think the economy can bounce back quickly if the coronavirus crisis does not last very long, I don't necessarily think that means the gaming industry can bounce back as quickly.
Right.
We have conventions, for example, that for this coming year that already are canceled and being rescheduled into next year.
Sure.
It takes time for things like conventions to reschedule.
Right.
You've got people who are just I'm assuming there's not going to be an all clear, and the next day everybody says, hey, let's go to the casino. Because, first of all, in Las Vegas especially, you have to get there.
Right.
It's not a drive-in market. Your local markets maybe could respond more quickly because, you know, you could say, hey, Alice, we haven't been out in a long time. Let's go to the local casino on Friday. For Las Vegas, they have to make arrangements to fly there for the most part, the majority of visitors. And then there's just the psychological aspect of it. How many people are going to want to go out and say, okay, we've got the all clear, let's go and have fun now? I think it'll take some time for people to adjust psychologically. And the longer this lockdown, as it were, continues, the longer I think it's going to take for that psychology to return.
Sure.
And then finally, there's simply the matter of discretionary money.
Right.
You know, if a person has trouble making their rent or their car payment because they're out of work, they also have less money and inclination to spend it on entertainment.
Sure. So let's talk about the length of the shutdown. Here in Nevada, Governor Sisolak put a 30-day notice on it. I think April 16th will be 30 days. Do you think that's long enough? Do you think, you know, if it's just that short, that things will kind of get back to normal, you know, in the way you just mentioned that way?
Well, I'm not sure if anybody really knows how long this is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Some people say if you look at China and you look at Korea as models, maybe we're 8 weeks away from peaking and then declining. But who really knows? I mean, we've got this great continental nation of, you know, over 3.5 million square miles and 330 million people. And you can have clusters as we do now in New York, in Washington State, in California, and maybe we can get those under control, but then do we have new clusters pop up in Chicago or some other place?
Sure.
And so at what point the government sounds the all clear, I think it's going to be longer. I think virtually every deadline that's there now for reopening is going to be extended.
Okay. So, you know, all the casinos are closed. 100% of the casinos are closed in the U.S. As of today. And most of the casinos, the large companies anyway, have resolved to pay their employees at least for the first 2 weeks. But how long can that go on? I mean, they're not bringing in any revenue.
Well, there's two aspects of that. The first one is from the employee's point of view. I'm not sure that if I'm a cocktail waitress or a doorman, that paying me my salary makes me whole, because a good portion, maybe the majority of my income is going to come from tips.
Right.
And I've not seen...
There have been a couple of casinos that have been paying tips. I know Wynn has been paying tips. I know we did an interview with Lauren Gill from San Manuel. They've been paying tips, but not everybody. You're correct.
Correct. And the other side of it is your direct question, which is how long can this happen? We've got a number of guys on Wall Street who've been addressing this situation.
Mm-hmm.
And the answer seems to be that a lot of these companies can go 5, 6, 8, 10 months with zero revenue before they get into a situation where maybe they are breaching their financial covenants or have to take some other sort of action. And if you look, I just looked at one guy this morning, Barry Jonas from SunTrust.
Right.
And he's got, for example, your REITs. He's got them going as long as 40-some months, 50-some months, where they can go without revenue and still be okay financially.
Hmm.
You look at the regional casino companies, and you're talking 7, 8, 10, 13 months. So I don't think that the casino companies are in imminent danger, but obviously the longer this goes on, the closer they come to violating their debt agreements. And then that creates a whole new dynamic because then even though they have cash in the books, and even if they're making their interest payments, their creditors can start getting nervous and come back at them and say, hey, look, you're in violation of your covenants, and now we got to sit down and talk.
Okay. iGamingPlayer.com was one of the first fully licensed affiliates in the New Jersey market. Through partnerships with all the major online casino, poker, and sports betting websites, iGaming Player has become one of the most trusted places where players visit before deciding where to gamble online. iGaming Player offers reviews of the online gaming sites, advice about how to play the games, odds and opinions on sports betting, and much more. Soon to be licensed in Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Michigan, iGamingPlayer.com can make the difference between success and failure for new online casino, poker, or sports betting websites. For information on how to work with iGaming Player, visit iGamingPlayer.com. Now back to our podcast.
When the time does come to reopen, obviously it's not going to happen overnight. The regulators will have to get involved. There'll be a lot of stipulations in terms of cleanliness, and I suspect even when they do reopen, we're still going to have to maintain this social distancing dilemma here. So, what do you think that's going to look like when they do reopen?
Well, that's a really good question, isn't it? I think you've pretty much answered it, Roger. You're going to have reopenings in stages, and you're going to have the social distancing requirements. One of the more difficult things about the United States as compared to other countries is we have so many jurisdictions. We've got the 50 states. We've got all of the various tribal jurisdictions, and they can make different rules. Now, we seem to have reached a consensus as to A, shutting down, B, maintaining that social distance. So I'm assuming that consensus will continue even as they reopen, but you really don't know. I mean, you saw, the president last night starting to get a little antsy and saying, well, maybe in a couple, 3 weeks we can start reopening.
Right.
So we'll see how that plays out.
Right, absolutely. And as you mentioned, when the reopening does happen, how quickly do people come back, and how much disposable income do they have at that point? So there's so many questions here, even when we do reopen.
Right, and my suspicion is that you can throw out all of your earnings estimates for the year 2021.
Right,
because the effect is not just going to be the week after they reopen. It's going to be on all of those conventions that have to be rescheduled, that have to be, where people have to get confident again to attend those. I think you may be seeing 2022 before you come back to what we would call a normal environment.
Sure. Or we'll call it the new normal, I guess, huh?
Right. Yeah, maybe the second half of 2021, right. But it's going to be a while.
So we've seen this happen in Macau, and I believe what MGM and Wynn went through in Macau was kind of a lesson to them. They shut down before there was any requirement to shut down here in Las Vegas, here in Nevada. So do you think they thought that this was going to kind of mirror Macau 2 weeks and then we're open again?
I don't know what they thought. But I do think it's interesting that even though the casinos are required to be open in Macau, that their business is still down 80%.
Right.
Now, that's a little bit better than maybe 95%, which I think it might have been the first few days when they reopened. But it's still 80%. It's also interesting to see who that 80% is, that 20% that's come back is. And it's primarily your VIP players.
Right.
Which, when you stop and think about it, makes sense. These guys are hardcore gamblers, and they're going to be in an environment in the VIP rooms where they're not going to be a lot of people around. It's a much more controlled environment.
Sure.
But it's the tourists who are not getting visas from China to enter Macau or are not being allowed to leave and re-enter Hong Kong. And that's what that industry has been based on in terms of the various expansions that they've done and looking out into the future. And that's obviously what Las Vegas is based on.
Sure. Right. Okay, let's talk about the suppliers then. Obviously, they've been hit hard as well. I mean, they're not selling any games for sure, and their recurring revenues have dropped to zero. So what kind of impact has it had on the suppliers?
Well, one of the advantages suppliers have is they're diversified. Scientific Games gets what, a third of its money from lottery.
Right.
IGT gets two-thirds of it from lottery. Aristocrat gets a majority now, I guess, from social. Everi has its payments business, which maybe is temporarily halted because casinos aren't open. But I think that your major supplier companies are in some ways more defensive, to use that term, mm-hmm. Than the casino companies.
Okay.
And lottery sales are continuing. They're continuing in foreign countries. They're continuing online. So they will have some they're not shut down entirely.
Right. And I've heard that lottery sales are up in a lot of areas as well since the casinos are closed.
Well, one of the questions is what happens online. And we've seen some early evidence that online gaming is up, that new signups to online gaming sites are up like 30%, for example, so far this month. So the companies that have online businesses are also not completely shut down. And, of course, increasingly, you've got lottery products being sold online as
sure.
well.
Yeah, I think as bad as this situation is, it's kind of good news for the online gambling because, you know, people have nowhere else to go if they want to gamble. So I know for a fact that a lot of people have our website, iGamingPlayer.com, has been getting a lot more traffic in the last week or so. So I think it's probably good news for the online gaming business. And I think as states start to see this, especially when you look in New Jersey, they're still getting tax revenue from online gaming. So, you know, would that be, continue to happen, you know?
Right. And the only negative there in the United States is, or in Europe for that matter, is sports betting is such a big part of online gaming, especially in Europe and developing in the United States.
Sure,
and
right.
Right now there is no sports betting. So it's
right.
really online casino. That's going to be, people are going to play.
Right. So do you think this is going to spur some mergers and acquisitions in the supplier side or the operator side?
Well, that's an interesting question, because when you have a company that stock goes from $34 a share to $2 a share, like it's happened from AGS from its peak a year or so ago down to today, it certainly is an undervalued company,
right.
And B, it's a cheap company, cheap stock in terms of coming and buying a lot of it,
right.
And it does not have a concentrated ownership, so mm-hmm. it's not like a Las Vegas Sands where one guy owns so much of it that
right.
basically can make sure he retains control of it. So I think immediately there's not a lot of merger and acquisition because the banking system is in a tizzy as well.
Sure, right.
Right now, and we don't know what values are, and we don't know what things are going to be a month from now, or 2 months, 3 months from now. But as this settles out, I think the stocks of some of those companies need to recover. Otherwise, some of them may be a little vulnerable.
Yeah, no question. Well, Frank, I think we have more questions than we answered here, but I think that's going to be the way it's going to be for the next month or so. So thanks for the time sitting down with us, and we'll get that together certainly very soon after this to figure out what we're doing. And, of course, your column appears in GGB News every week, so I'm sure you'll keep us updated that way.
Great, thanks. Glad to do it.
Hope you enjoyed this week's GGB podcast, brought to you by iGamingPlayer.com, the affiliate marketing site players trust when deciding where to gamble online. For information how your online casino or social casino can get involved, visit iGamingPlayer.com. To learn more about the financial impact on gaming of the coronavirus, visit GGBMagazine.com. To get all the news of the gaming industry, particularly of the coronavirus pandemic and its impact on gaming, including daily updates, subscribe for free at ggbnews.com. Don't miss a single episode of the GGB Podcast. Subscribe on iTunes or Spotify today. So we'll see you next time on the GGB Podcast.